Which means in the studio we have the one, the only, Gosh. It's Josh. Morning, Josh.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
And we've also got, what was your name again?
Alicia.
We've also got Alicia in, Alicia Jevons. And oh gosh, it's Josh. Is that your last name?
No.
Josh Gosh. Okay, we've got the half the crew in from the college. You do a show on a Sunday between 4 and 5. And you do a cookery spot, don't you?
Yep.
You love the old cooking, don't you? What you got for us this week? What you cook for us this week? Anything? Can you remember? Because you do so many
rock
things.
Buns.
Rock buns.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were going to bring some in as well, weren't you? But
yeah,
you didn't.
Yeah, tell us Sherry forgot.
Sherry, it's all Sherry's fault out there, who does everything else for you. Okay, then, so thank you for not bringing in the rock cakes. Now, we start, as ever, with 5 questions each. And who wants to go first? Should we do ladies first, Josh? Okay, word. Go on in, Alicia, you go first, then.
What's your favourite thing about Christmas?
What's my favourite? I've got to be honest with you. My favourite thing about Christmas is relaxing, eating, drinking. That's the bit, having time off. Okay, top of the list, having time off. That's my favourite bit. What's your favourite bit about Christmas?
Opening presents.
Opening presents. We know where you're at then. What about you, Josh?
It's like going around different places and just seeing...
Really? That's a bit grown up, isn't it? I like having time off. Alicia likes opening presents.
And spend time with my family as well.
All right, okay. All right, what's the next question? Josh, you got one?
If you could enforce a law, what would it be?
Enforcing the law, what will it be? Crikey. There's so many that I would enforce. I would enforce etiquette on pavements. Okay, so don't walk two up when you're walking, so people have to walk in the road. All right, that's one. There's so many. I could do one every week for you. You ask me that question next time you're in, and I'll bring etiquette on pavements. All right, and that includes all sorts. If you're walking your dog, pick up behind yourself. If you're walking along a pavement and there's not only room for two people one way this way, then if you're walking two up, become one up and let other people walk on the pavement instead of them having to walk. See, now you've started me off. I was in a good mood. What about you? What would you enforce?
Not sure.
You're not sure. All right. You got another question there?
Yep. Have you been to Disneyland Paris?
Have I been to... No, I haven't. I've never been to Disneyland Paris. And I've got to be honest with you, it doesn't appeal to me. I've been to Paris, walked around the streets of Paris, thoroughly enjoyed it. Have you been?
Yep.
Okay, enjoy it?
It was actually freezing cold. But
it was freezing cold, was it?
It was actually really nice.
Okay, what about you, Josh? You ever been there?
Years ago,
when you were much, much younger.
Yes.
Next question then. Are they all Christmas questions?
One is...
Go on, what's the next
do
one?
Do you like opening presents?
So that's 2 Christmas presents so far. yes, and I am one of those people that are totally selfish. I don't give to receive. I give to receive. So if I buy you a decent present, I expect a better one back. What about you, Josh?
Yeah,
you like opening too, and you are you the same? Do you measure people's presents when you know? Just say, for instance, well, I spent a lot of time and money on you, and you give me a pair of socks. I've got about 50 other pairs of socks. For goodness sake! What about you, Alicia? Do you like opening your Christmas presents?
Yep.
Thought you might. Next question, Josh. So I told you you should have written them down. You said you got this. I got this. Don't worry.
Have you ever been to the Otherwise Zoo?
I've ever been. Yes, I have. Long time ago, I used to go with my son, and fascinating. I was more fascinated by the tortoises, and couldn't understand why they kept knocking into each other. And then somebody explained what it was all about, and I did feel a bit. Well, hang on a minute. I've just been watching them for half an hour. I feel a bit. Feel a bit silly now. Anyway, have you been to the Isle of Wight Zoo?
Yep.
Okay, you've been. Enjoy it.
Yep.
Okay, and you've obviously been because you asked a question, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, enjoy it?
It's good.
Highly recommend it?
Yes.
Okay, next question. Is it a Christmas one?
No. Do you like takeaway food?
Oh, yeah. Do I like takeaway food? Yes. And I've got to be honest with you, yeah. You know, I do like most takeaway. I love a curry. I love the Chinese. there's a lamb thing that they do at our local Chinese restaurant, and it's lovely. But I've got to be honest with you, the bog standard basic KFC is the one that I crave the most, unfortunately. So what about you?
I like the Chinese
takeaway. Chinese takeaway. What would you have when you have Chinese? And don't give us a number. Don't do that thing. I was 40. I like 43 with rice. What do you like?
Well, I don't really have takeaways, but it's just...
You don't have them, but you... God, blimey. You ought to chip in.
It's just nice to have food from different countries.
Yeah, what are you saying? Your mum can't cook? Is that what you're saying? Did you hear that? He just said his mum can't cook. Did you hear that? What's your mum's name?
Carol,
I'm sure you can. I'm sure you're a very good cook. He didn't mean what he said. Okay, what do you like takeaways? Was that your question? Whose question? I'm lost now. That was your question, wasn't it? So, do you like takeaways? What's your favourite?
Plain chow mein.
Plain chow mein? Yeah. Right, okay. Who's next question? Is it you got one there?
Do you hate it when people park on half their car on the pavement?
Yes, again, we're back to pavement etiquette, aren't we? Pavements are for walking on, not parking on, for goodness sake. Yeah, I'm with you. Do you get annoyed at that?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I feel like just walking by and just sort of kicking the car or something. Like, I know that's wrong. I know you shouldn't do it, but you just feel like doing it.
Put double yellow lines on the pavement.
No, put them across the roof of the car. Say, look, we tried to put these lines down, but you were parked in the way, so we've just, you know, put them over the car. What's your next question there?
What's your favourite hot drink?
My favourite hot drink? Well, I'll tell you what, there's a thing that we got one of these machines, and we got it last year, my son bought it for me for Christmas, and there is a chocolate caramel thing, I can't remember the name of it, but it's a chocolate caramel hot drink, that at the moment is my favourite, and has been for the last 12 months. What about you?
Cavities and hot chocolates.
Right, okay, and Josh? Oh gosh?
Hot chocolate's my only favourite hot drink.
See, you youngsters don't do the hot drink thing, do you? You don't drink coffee? Do you drink coffee?
No.
Tea?
Sometimes.
Sometimes a cup of tea. See, I don't get the tea thing either. What about you?
Just tea and hot chocolates.
Just tea and hot chocolate. Okay. Who's next question? Is it yours? Come on, I've lost count. Help an old man out here. Whose question is it? Josh. Come on, Josh. How many more you got? One more? See, you should have wrote them down.
Who do you like to listen to?
Who do I like to listen to?
Music-wise.
Who do I like to listen to music-wise? Well, you know, it's no secret, I'm a big Squeeze fan, so I love Squeeze. And they've been going for 40-odd years, and they've made X amount of albums. I could listen to them all day and every day. I love Phil Collins, Genesis, I like Rod Stewart, Elton John, stuff that's current at the moment, I like that. Who's that bloke with big bloke with a beard? A Rag and Bone Man, that's the one. Don't mind him. I like a bit of Kate Bush. Sinead O'Connor's fabulous. So all those kind of stuff. What about you?
I've recently just found out what the... Because I've heard the song for I know the song, but never knew what it was until I found out Sunday that it was Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, because it has a really good guitar intro.
Wow, so there you are, like in the old classic rock. Good stuff. You should tune in Tuesday evenings and Fridays too. Looking after the Friday Rock Show at the moment is Humpty. He might just play that for you one day. Phone up and say, oi, play Misty for me. No, play Led Zeppelin for me. What about you?
All kinds of music.
What sort? Who? You can't just say all kinds of music.
Robbie Williams.
There you go. Oh, Robbie Williams. That was hard, wasn't it? Hey, look, thanks for all your questions.
And...
Oh, you got one more, have you?
No.
Hold that thought. Robbie Williams and... Oh, you hadn't finished.
No,
sorry.
No,
cut you
I
off.
I was about to say something.
Go on, then. Say something, then.
Hello.
What do you mean, if you let me? You're sucking sausage.
Hello, my friends. Andy, Ellie, Lucy, Robert, Jade, Mark... And hello, my mum. Hello, everyone in sixth form classroom. And hello to Pathways. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you both.